Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Kenny Kuhn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen takes first base on ball four. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre juggles the ball. That's an error on Aguirre. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Tuttle moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Bowling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Caffey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosen. Tuttle moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Coon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coon is 0 for 1 in the game. Coon hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Caffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caffey moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Caffey tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-2 in the game. Heft hits a pop-up towards short. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguirre bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Averill and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.